Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. Lance Lynn made his Dodger debut last night against the Oakland A's. Acquired last week in a trade with the White Sox, the 36-year-old former first-rounder was looking for a fresh start with the front-running Dodgers. For one of the more consistent starters in baseball over the last decade, Lynn was easily having his worst year as a pro. He came into last night's game with a 6-9 record and an unsavory 6.47 ERA over his first 21 starts. But all is new. The 6'5 righty now has a top-flight defense. He now has run support. He now has an organization behind him that knows how to win ball games. All that said, he must have been feeling some pressure coming into this one after enduring such a shaky campaign up to now. But Lynn came in throwing strikes from the get-go as he retired the first six batters. Then in the fourth, the Dodgers came alive. After Lynn's counterpart, A's starter Ken Waldichuk beamed James Outman with the bases loaded to bring in the game's first run, the next batter, newly reacquired Kiki Hernandez, doubled to clear the bases and give the Dodgers a 4-0 lead. That was all Lynn would need as he pounded the strike zone all night, needing just 93 pitches, 63 of them for strikes to go 7 innings and give the Dodgers what they needed, en route to a 7-3 victory. Mookie Betts was 2-for-5 with a homer, and Freddie Freeman continues to mash the baseball. He was 4-for-5 last night, raising his batting average to .334 on the year. The Dodgers, still clinging to a 2.5-game lead over the Giants in the West, will host the Athletics again tonight. Tony Gonsolin, who has been a bit of a disappointment this year for the Dodgers, has given up at least 4 runs in 6 of his last 7 starts. He'll pitch for the Dodgers. Rookie Hogan Harris will toe the rubber for the A's. First pitch is at 7:10. As school approaches in the Eastern Sierra, high school sports will start to consume a big chunk of my airplay. But until then, I would like to continue to talk more about tournament-style fundraisers, even if it's just a quick mention. That being stated, Bishop Country Club will host a golf fundraiser with Bishop Little League. It's on August 12th, and it's aptly being called the Bishop Little League Invitational. But you don't need an invite to play. You just need $75 if you're a BCC member, or $100 for non-members. It's a four-man scramble, check-ins at 8 o'clock with a shotgun start at 9. This is the first annual for this event, and I really hope it's a success so it can happen again in the future. League President Cody Kaufman and his Little League board have a lot of really fresh ideas, and I do believe the league is continuing down a bright path. Kudos to those guys. And that's a quick look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.